Thank you, sir. All right. I want to welcome everybody to the October 18th meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. My name is Jim Dingman. I'm calling the meeting to order. And John, can you help me take the role here?
Yes, absolutely. Good evening, everybody. James Dingman.
Here.
Heather Gray, not here. Johnny Grimes, not here. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Excellent. James McFadden.
Here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Elizabeth von Guten. You're here. Elizabeth.
She's there. It takes a while.
There you go. Hi.
I'm here.
Okay.
I left a message.
Perfect. And Susan Young.
Here.
And then other people attending ex officio, Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Chris Corey. Chris is
here. Here.
Okay, perfect. Lyndon Foley.
Not
Stephanie
here.
Wells. Lawrence Rea.
I'm here. Thank you.
And then Otis is here.
Okay. So, Donna, for some reason, hasn't been able to.
Beg pardon? Who? Oh, I guess that, 2384 is Beth, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Got it.
Right. And Donna, I know, has some family issues going on, so she's sort of been semi off the committee, excused for a long time, but I, move to excuse everybody who is not here today.
No objection.
And then, Beth, with your permission, I'm just going to rename you as Beth.
Yeah. In fact, that's what 2384 spells. That's how you can tell that my nieces chose it for me.
All right. All right.
Oh, now you know.
Thank you, Beth. All right. Now, do we have any minutes that need to be approved, John?
I did not send out the minutes, so I will send them next time.
All right. Naughty boy. All right. So let's move to the approval agenda. We're gonna just, if Lyndon is here, we'll just go quickly over the NFT issue. I know there's a motion to the board to deal with that. Then I'm gonna give a brief report on what we've done in the programming committee and the strategic planning committee workshops. If Heather's here, she can talk about that. I'll give a quick update on the underwriting. And then we're gonna adjourn to executive session, so we're gonna talk about personnel and, financial matters. But anybody have any objections to the agenda as listed here? All right, hearing none, I will move to start talking about the agenda. First of all,
this is Beth. I was muted. Did you send out a written agenda? Is there?
I sure did. I sure did.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I've been looking the last hour. Maybe
you can send it out again, John.
Yes.
Okay.
I got the field information, but not the agenda. Thank you.
Okay.
You're on the list.
Is it the natural person address or Miners Canary?
I think.
Miners Canary.
That's the one that's not working. So please send everything to natural person.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Until further notice.
All right. Thank you.
That explains. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's good. Okay, we'll do that for now. So anyway, the first thing on the agenda was update on the NFT issue. I don't know if there's anything to be said about that. I know there's a motion in front of the board about that. Supposedly the relevant tapes were supposed to be given to Lyndon. Does anyone want to add to that? I mean, I don't know if there's much to report from what we did last time.
What is the motion, Madam Chair, Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what motion was we had a motion that was passed by the committee about 4 or 5 months ago, directing the manager of the Pacifica Archives to cooperate with this committee. Is there some new motion?
No, that's the motion. See, it's so far back, it's lost in the sauce. So obviously, it hasn't been implemented. Go on, Susan. What are you going to say?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Yeah, my question was the same as Alex's. And, I think Lyndon has been, and is Stephanie with us? Stephanie was going to help make the connection between Mark and Lyndon. I don't know that that has happened yet, but that is the way I think it's proceeding at this time. So there's no motion about implementing an NFT before the board.
All right, but he didn't get the actual audio files to do anything with, right?
I think he didn't.
All right.
Yeah, nothing has happened as far as I know. I'm pretty sure we would have heard from Lyndon if there was any progress.
All right. May I suggest that we bring this up at the next board meeting to take care of and get this done with and dispense with it as an issue, because it's just been lingering for months and nothing's been done. Is there agreement on that, that either one of us should bring up a motion about this issue to just get it over with? Because this is ridiculous to go back and forth on this. Any thoughts or how we should?
Yeah, can you remind me? I mean, I remember this thing coming up, but did it actually get passed at the PNB?
Yes.
Okay. How would you know?
I listen to the PNB meetings sometimes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Susan.
I think, Alex, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you pass that in before this PNB?
No. No, it was on this PNB. You guys passed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just take a look at what that is and ask for it, the progress with it.
Yeah, exactly. We just have to get this done with. Okay. Is there any more discussion on this issue so we could move on?
Just a point of order. Someone just joined the Zoom meeting with the phone number ending in 1007. Would you care to identify yourself? Are you a member of the committee? You may need to unmute.
Is it Lyndon?
I don't know.
It's an area code 832. Is that Houston?
Yep.
Is that probably
Lyndon.
So then that may be Lyndon.
Lyndon, you just have to unmute, man. All right. While Lyndon's unmuting, 832. Yes, is that you, Lyndon?
Oh, star 6. Sorry about that. Yeah, me. Oh,
perfect. I made note of you. So,
thank all right. You. Well, Lyndon, we were just talking about this whole question of the audio files. And I know that there's been a motion passed a few weeks ago, months ago actually, on the PNB. So I think we're going to try to take care of this next week, the next meeting, and just get this over with in terms of the audio files. You haven't received any communication from the archives, correct?
I have received zero communications from the archives.
All right. We'll try to take care of that this week, and see what the hell's going on. All right. Anyway, now Heather's not here. I'm going to move on to the next agenda item. Heather's there. I'm just going to paraphrase what Heather's doing. She's developing this national news program. I've been doing these strategic planning workshops. We had a very successful one about a week or so ago where we had Mark Fisher come and talk. We're planning two more. One's going to happen later in November. And it's going to be a discussion with Jesse Walker. Jesse Walker did a history of alternative radio, and he's going to talk about his book that he did for NYU Press. And then I'm very excited that we're finally going to get someone. This particular woman teaches at UC Santa Barbara. Her name is Inés Dolores Casillas, and she did a book on the history of Spanish language radio in the United States. And so I'm very interested to get her insights and ideas about that. And that'll happen in December. What's this? Are you supposed to, yes. Oh, are we? Yes. This is on the stream right now, Chris. It is indeed being recorded by Otis. And so that's going to happen. Are there any questions about or comments about that before I move on to the next item? All right, hearing none, let's move on to the next item, which is underwriting. The motion is up there in front of the board for underwriting that has been discussed and for months and months, and was developed by you guys on the Strategic Planning Committee and certainly Alex and Lyndon and Chris had a role in doing it. I guess Alex had the main responsibility. So that motion is up in front of the board, and hopefully we'll get to it very soon. Any other comments about that before we move on? Okay. Hearing none, is there any new, move on to the next item, is there any new business that people want to talk about, they want to raise before we go into executive session? All right, hearing none, the meeting date, I believe I took in consideration the problems that that we were having with Beth, her conflicts, so I believe there's a date scheduled for November and December in the KPTFX scheduling system, and hopefully that'll solve the problem we're having with some people not being able to come. But is there any other questions, Beth? Is there any other problems with your schedule that we need to be cognizant of? Oh, Beth dropped off.
No, she's still on. She just sometimes.
Sorry, no, I had to flip between screens to get to unmute.
Okay.
None other than that, I attend a lot of other Pacifica meetings, and if this is scheduled at the same time as something that I have a regular commitment to, then, you know.
Okay.
Hopefully that won't happen.
All right. Well, fine. We'll
honor my commitment.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. We'll try to make sure that we adjust it to everybody's individual schedules.
Jim, I have a question.
Go on, Lawrence.
Thank you. Would I be allowed to attend the executive session according to our resolution? I will be allowed. Is that correct?
I will spank you, Lawrence. Of course you can. You know that.
Well, don't say that you're going to spank me. It drugs up trauma. So
okay. All right. Yeah, of course you can. Of course you can attend, Lawrence.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate Lawrence's question. I agree with you. And Lawrence, as a
recording
member of
in
the PNB, has signed an NDA. And I believe that we have an NDA from Chris, Alex, and Lyndon.
And also John.
And John, right.
Yeah, everybody's NDA'd out here.
Just an informational matter. I don't actually recall getting an NDA, but I'm more than happy to sign one. So if you have one
Alex,
available, just send it to me.
Alex, you signed one before, so I don't know if it's still
I definitely signed one before, sure, yeah.
All right, so whoever's responsible.
There's a new one from this year. Arthur drafted a new and improved one, and I'll dig through my notes here and see if I can find it, and I'll send it if I can get it to Turkey.
Right. Very good. Okay.
And great. And maybe also send it to Lyndon. He may not have had it. Chris is on the NFC, so he's seen it there.
All right, Lyndon, you don't have it. If you don't have it, yes, if you can send it to Lyndon, great. Okay. All right, so I move that we adjourn to executive session.
Jim, I just wanted to say that the Yankees won today. So,
God! We have
no.
All right.
Aye.
All right. That's
it.
Maybe we shouldn't let you into executive session.
I'm depressed. I'm sorry.
Go on, Lauren. Okay. Very good. Okay. I move to we adjourn to executive session.